It's time for Senior Talk with Carol Higgins Taylor, a show designed with seniors in mind. Carol discusses everything from Social Security to senior housing, medication to Medicare, and so much more. And now, your award-winning host, Carol Higgins Taylor.
Hi, and thank you for joining me for this edition of Senior Talk. We're just going to be discussing why oral health should be a priority for seniors. And my guest today will be discussing that. I have Dr. Len Kay with me, who is PhD, DSW. He's director, University of Maine Center on Aging, and professor of University of Maine School of Social Work. I have Demi Kazousis, who is the past president, Maine Dental Association, and a long-term delegate to the American Dental Association, and Dr. Timothy O, who is the director of Caring Hands of Maine Dental Center, which is in Hancock County, and is the past president of the Maine Dental Association. So Lunder Deneen is Health Education Alliance of Maine is collaborating with experts such as these from all across Maine to develop a new oral health initiative called MOTIVATE, which stands for Maine's Oral Team-Based Initiative, Vital Access to Education. It's really critical for seniors to have good oral care. Numerous well-publicized studies link oral health to overall health. Prominent national organizations have calls to action to raise awareness about this connection, including the U.S. Surgeon General. Thank you all for being here. I really appreciate it. Oral health is so critical for seniors. It's been something that I've been trying to advocate through my career in aging. Really unfortunate that there is not a Medicare benefit to cover that. So I'm going to call you Dr. Demi.
Yes.
And thank you for that. Talk to me about what MOTIVATE is.
I think it's way long overdue. I think, you know, in the past, we've kind of treated the head, if you will, separate from the rest of the body, which is if we think about it, it's crazy. We're a whole. We're a whole being. And oral disease really can manifest and cause great harm to the whole body, and so I'm honored to be part of this team. It's the American Dental Association is recognizing this Health Education Alliance of Maine, which is in collaboration with Massachusetts General Hospital, and basically it's an interdisciplinary team of providers that are looking at the problem and trying to really get into the crux of where most of the disease is, which is starting with long-term care facilities and our elderly, and starting with educating plus looking at other specialties that may help affect oral care. So we're working with veterans homes to start out with, but hopefully hit all the nursing homes and branch out from there. But I think it's long overdue.
Because we see seniors, and it's commonly thought seniors have dentures, and perhaps tooth loss is a natural consequence of aging. But that's not necessarily true. Anyone, Dr. O, would you want to address that?
Yes. As we've seen advances in healthcare, we're seeing people live longer. And we also see the opportunity for people to keep their teeth longer. So it really is no longer a given that someone will lose their teeth at a certain age. Dentistry has progressed to the point that we can often save most or if not all of people's teeth with regular care. That's the real challenge, though, is keeping people in a regular routine of proper home care and also proper professional care. And as we age, some of these tasks can become a little more challenging. Even at home, you know, manual dexterity, eye-hand coordination, the ability to, or even eyesight deterioration, can make it harder for someone to take care of their teeth properly. And we have to try to find ways to help people overcome any challenges that may develop. And then professionally, you know, in terms of professional care, a lot of people have or may have dental insurance tied in with an employer, and when they come to retirement age, a lot of times those benefits disappear. So it's planning ahead and working with hopefully a practice and a doctor that you are familiar with to figure out a long-term solution. The probably highest risk population we see in older Mainers are people who are living outside of home, that are living in a nursing home or some other facility, because you know, a lot of times at that point in time, the care is out of their own hands, literally, and that's where a program like Motivate is trying to teach and educate the team members who are involved in the care of these members of our community into how to properly take care of their mouth and their oral health.
Len, I know that you're big on caregiving, and where do caregivers fall into that with trying to get their older person to have proper oral care?
Caregivers, as usual, are a critical part of the formula here, especially for older adults who are unable to maintain their own oral health care. Caregivers can assist them in doing what needs to be done to ensure that they brush on a regular brush twice daily, use floss regularly, rinse with mouthwash, and even chew sugarless gum after meals. Caregivers can assist in significant ways. I want to make sure we applaud Lunder Dineen for the Motivate project and for ensuring that it originated in Maine, the oldest state in the nation, where we're approaching 20% of our population over the age of 65, and focusing at least initially in long-term care, where, by the way, 70 to 90% of residents are unable to brush their own teeth or care for their dentures.
Let's talk about cost. Dental care is not covered by Medicare. It may be covered by MaineCare through certain circumstances. How is a senior who doesn't have dental insurance, they're retired, how do they afford to take care of their teeth? And I'm opening that up. You can all answer, or one of you can answer.
I'll start, and I know Tim is doing some great work visiting nursing care facilities, so he can finish up. That's a big barrier, no doubt about it. And a lot of times when treatment is rendered, it's usually not restorative, but maybe more surgical extractions, and you know, that saddens all of us. We know that having your teeth and having proper care allows you to not only have reduction of bacteria in your system, but also be able to eat better. And nutrition, we know, is also an issue for this population. So it is an issue, and there are facilities to go to, which is like FQHCs, educational institutions, hygiene schools also. And we're blessed to have UNE now open up, so that may help. And other facilities like community dental that have signing fees, you know, schedules to help with this population. But it is a factor, no doubt. That's why we're really pushing preventative.
I'm going to suggest that those who are looking for potential service providers may consider their first stop to be the Area Agency on Aging, the AAA, which hopefully will be able to steer them through the information and referral services to a federally qualified health center in Bangor. That would be, for instance, the Penobscot Community Health Care. That can be your first stop and get you headed in the right direction.
Do you think that seniors who are of advanced age and maybe their teeth aren't good are sitting back thinking, what's the use? My teeth are bad now. I've never taken care of them. Is it really going to make a difference in my life? Dr. O?
You know, I think, as you commented on earlier, what we're finding is there are more and more links between having a healthy mouth and having a healthy body. It's really all one and the same. So just as we are concerned about taking care of our heart and our lungs and and the rest of our body. I think we need to help educate the caregivers and the facilities that are helping care for the aged, that it really is important. And, you know, we see improved control of diabetic conditions with proper oral health. We see reduced amounts of even some lung infections. If someone's bedbound and they have significant amounts of bacteria in their mouth, it's actually not uncommon for some of that to be lodged into the lungs and cause problems. So, you know, as we see these links, it really becomes important for the well-being and for, you know, from a systemic side or from a societal side, it also affects the healthcare cost we have with this population. So, good oral health is good preventative medicine.
So,
and
it's
getting that message across is of utmost importance.
So, for seniors who think it's just about a pretty smile, it's really about systemic diseases because it could impact your entire body and chronic diseases you may have if your oral health isn't good.
Correct. I've personally seen patients who have oral infections that have led them, in the most severe cases, to open heart surgery, where you have a oral bacteria that gets into the bloodstream, lodges in the heart, and can cause infection on the heart valves. And I have seen patients who've had to have heart valve replacement, you know, at cost of, you know, hundreds of thousands of dollars because of the lack of preventative care.
When we come back, we will talk more about the importance of oral care, so stay with us. There's much more to come. Hey, we're back with Senior Talk. So it is more, when we left, you were talking about how all of the things that oral health can do for your body and the negative things that happen. Len, do you want to address it? It's not about the pretty smile.
No, it isn't. It's about dry mouth. It's about tooth decay. It's about the soft tissue infections, gum infections. They need not be inevitable. And folks, listeners need to understand that just because you're aging does not mean that those conditions are a fact of life. Daily practice is crucial. Brushing, flossing, rinsing, and chewing after meals, sugarless gum, can all be dramatically impactful in terms of increasing the health of your mouth, and then having positive impacts on your body functions generally.
And why sugarless gum after a meal?
I'm going to leave that to one
to
of the dental experts. obviously, doing it, though, is going to remove food particles that accumulate between the teeth and in at the surface of the gums.
Xylitol, that's mostly in sugarless gum, somehow inhibits bacterial growth. And we don't exactly know why, but it seems to be very effective. So if possible, you know, not for a long period of time. I mean, we're not advocating for people to chew for a long time because it causes so much wear. But for, you know, 5 or 10 minutes, it if you're not able to get to a toothbrush, it does help. I want to get back, though, to other ramifications of poor oral care and abscess teeth, right? And so I'm going to throw some of these words out, but maybe our listeners have heard of these, but bacterial endocarditis, which means, you know, it can destroy your heart valve if you have an abscess tooth. And I know a person that happened, Alexander Haig, way back when, for our seniors, needed to have a valve replaced because of an abscess tooth. You have also aspirational pneumonia for, you know, because as we get older, our gag reflex doesn't work as well. And that bacteria that's in your mouth can go into your lungs and cause infection of your lungs. So, and that's, you know, that's a leading cause of why a lot of our seniors end up in the hospital is pneumonia. Cancer treatments, it lowers your immune system, right? I mean, when you do chemo and radiation. And so that also keeps more bacteria in your mouth because the immune system is able to kill off all that bacteria that's in your mouth. And then joints is the last thing I was going to mention, is if you have artificial joints, we don't want you to have abscess teeth and, you know, really poor oral hygiene because that bacteria could get into our artificial joints and cause major problems.
What do you say? What if someone has had all of their teeth out and they're thinking, I don't need to go to a dentist because I don't have any teeth anymore. I just have dentures, whether they fit well or not, which is a whole other thing. But what do you say to them? Do they still need to see a dentist?
I'm betting my my dentist colleagues here are going to say yes.
A dentist colleagues, what do you say?
One of the things that we look for and is on the rise, unfortunately, because of the HPV viruses, is oral cancers. And we're seeing more oral cancers. We're looking for, you know, underneath the tongues and on the ridges and in the pharynx areas for cancers. And once a year to be checked for that is, you know, very important. And also, of course, loose-fitting dentures that are rubbing causes, like, lacerations in the mouth. Sometimes you see these horrible, like, lesions that all it requires is to just have that denture trim back. Because as we get older, of course, the bone shrinks a little bit and that denture doesn't fit as well in the first place.
I've always wondered why dentures just, it's so hard to fit them right because so many seniors I know really struggle with that, and they pay a lot of money for them, and then they don't wear them. So that's something to look at. What about caregivers, Len? I'll come to you, caring for someone who has dementia. How do you get them to have oral care?
The hands-on approach is crucial here. Someone with memory impairment, incapacity resulting from dementia is likely not going to be able to handle a toothbrush and brush properly. And so a caregiver who cares about that individual's well-being is going to assist them. To some degree, you can compensate for that with special toothbrushes with large handles that allow you to get the job done. It may still be the case that a relative needs to assist that elder in maintaining good oral health.
And let's talk about, because you brought up devices, so let's talk about someone who has Parkinson's, arthritis, really the dexterity issues, and they can't. Are there certain things on the market, and how do you feel about electric toothbrushes, and what kind?
Tim, you want to take this?
Sure. It is a real challenge, and there are devices which help. An electric toothbrush, that can generally the ones that are rechargeable, that you don't have to be worried about a dead battery, tend to work quite well, and they can provide just a little bit more cleaning function than sometimes a normal toothbrush can. But really, it's also about developing routines, and caregivers are often really overtaxed as with normal life tasks, but making this an important part of the daily routine is essential. And keeping in conjunction with regular visits to a dentist or a clinic. And I know we've talked about a lot of the things that, you know, are scary about, you know, bad oral health. But there are, you know, some bright lights. There are, you know, a number of resources within the state. One resource that we often point people to, because we get inquiries from around the state, is a website. It's 211maine.org. Just recently looking on that, I believe there's nearly 50 different clinics or different resource offices listed on that. And most people in the state are going to live within a short distance of one of those 50 sites that are listed on that website. Maine is lucky that we have a large number of federally qualified health centers, more per capita than most other states. And most of them have dental services that are supposed to be providing services regardless of the ability to pay.
And again, 211 Maine, if you pretty much need anything, that's a great resource. When we come back, we'll talk more about this. Stay with us. Hi, we're back with Senior Talk. So again, if you're looking for any resource, but especially if you're looking for some dental care, just dial 211 and someone will answer that will tell you where a facility is near you. So I want to get back to the caregiving a little bit and the nursing home situation too, because people in nursing homes, usually short-staffed, understaffed. Sometimes the caregivers are going in and taking care of things, and they need to brush the teeth. What if you can't get the entire mouth done because mom is not having it?
One of the things that we did once we, you know, once Motivate came into action and we got the team together, which is, like I said, you know, from a lot of disciplinaries, which is exactly why it works so well, is to talk about the fact that, you know, standard of care would have you brush the whole mouth, right? But with this population, a lot of them have dementia. A lot of them are they're not going to be helpful, right? And I actually, you know, spent a whole day in a nursing home to, you know, work with some of the CNAs, and some of these patients who were physicians in their time were like, nope, I'm not opening my mouth. And so you have to deal for not just dexterity, but also attitudes and, you know, like I said, you know, mental health issues. So if you can just get in there with that brush and just do a quarter or a half of the mouth and make a little sticky note and say, next time we're going to do the other side, that's great. You know, because we know this disease is preventable. And that's the key thing here.
Well, and cavities aren't just for kids. And yes. So older people are getting cavities. They may not even understand why, but it's not a childhood thing. And so the prevention, if you take care of your teeth now, you're saying that you may not have, get a cavity that would need, if you're 85, the last thing you want to do is go under the drill.
Yes.
Is there a rinse that someone could use, something safe? For someone with dementia, if they would use it, it would get rid of the bacteria, but would be safe enough that if they decided to swallow it, it wouldn't harm them?
I recommend maybe not using a rinse and maybe using more like a Prevalent toothpaste that you can get from your dentist. It's a highly fluoridated toothpaste, and if you can't brush with it, which would be fine, just apply it. Just take a pea-sized amount and just take maybe a finger and just rub it over the teeth before they go to bed. And it's like having a fluoride treatment every single night. It works amazing.
And that would help prevent the cavities.
Absolutely.
And you had said something during the break about when do you fill and drill? And what is the protocol if someone is aging and the teeth are really bad? Do you try to fix it all up, and at what cost, or do you just kind of do a patch mechanism?
For our elderly patients, you know, let's just say we have somebody that's like 85 and maybe has a little dementia. We want to make them comfortable. We want to make them happy. And maybe we would consider, let's say, doing a root canal and a crown on maybe somebody much younger and healthier. Maybe for this person, maybe just removing that tooth and having them have a better quality of life is everything. And so I think it depends on the patient. It depends on the family, how cooperative the patient is. You know, I think there's so many different issues that we have to kind of look at to decide what's best for that patient.
When you do see a dentist, should you give them a list of your medications? We're almost out of time, but somebody want to take that?
Definitely, yes. Bring in that list. Prepare it beforehand. A good dentist is going to know what impact particular medications may have on producing dry mouth and possibly even promoting decay and infection.
Thank you all so much, Dr. K, Dr. Demi, Dr. O. I really appreciate you being here. If you'd like to hear the show again, you can log on to WVOMFM.com and listen to it in podcast form. And if you possibly can, see a dentist. If you're having trouble, call 211 and they'll find you one. That's it for me. This is Senior Talk.